And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. My next guest is celebrating a homecoming of sorts since receiving his artist diploma in conducting from the Peabody Institute 8 years ago. Conductor Joseph Young has appeared with orchestras throughout the U.S. and around the world. Now he's back in Baltimore and back at Peabody, but he's not a student this time. He's the newly appointed director of ensembles at the world-renowned conservatory. He's conducting one of those ensembles, the Peabody Chamber Orchestra, in a concert tomorrow night. Joseph, it's great to see you again.
Oh, great to be here.
We had a good time working together when you were here in Baltimore with some concerts that we did in collaboration with the Baltimore Symphony, and I was with the Choral Arts Society. So it's good to have you back, and you've made quite the name for yourself since you left.
They kept me busy. When I left here, I got a wealth of knowledge in how to become a conductor that I wanted to be, and I was using that wealth of knowledge with the Baltimore Symphony Peabody conducting fellow position.
Yeah. Well, it was fun to work with you. You're joining the Peabody faculty at an interesting time in the history of that institution. They've had a big change in their curriculum. Fred Bronstein, the relatively new dean at Peabody, calls it a breakthrough curriculum in music leadership. How does the orchestras, the ensembles that you're going to be directing fit into that fabric, and what needs to change in the way that we are educating young musicians for the current scene of classical music?
Well, I think the flexibility of what musicians have to be now playing in an orchestra is different than what we used to teach students how to play in an orchestra. So we're involving kids in different experiences, and we have the chamber orchestra, we have the full orchestra, we have a modern orchestra that really focuses on living composers or music of vernaculars that we're not used to seeing, and we also have a studio orchestra that not only does pop kind of concerts, but also exposes the kids to different kind of techniques, improvising not only in the classical scale but on the jazz scale, exposing kids to different styles, tango styles. I'm doing a big band concert. So we want, at the end of this experience, that students have a more well-rounded experience in what they do.
And the purpose of that, then, is so that these students can go out into the world, as you are now out into the world, and be better ambassadors for this art that so many people, you know, for decades now have been saying it's just, you know, the slice of the pie of the American public, at least, that is, you know, interested in classical music keeps shrinking. So are you trying to expand, you know, trying to stem that tide?
I think through the orchestra experience and this breakout in leadership, yes, we want the students to be able to openly be advocates for the art form. Listen, when I came to Peabody, I had no idea what was involved in being a conductor and what the industry was like. But through working with Marin and the Baltimore Symphony and Peabody and understanding that change that was happening here, but also in the industry, I gained the knowledge to go out and form who I want to be as an artist. You know, the students can go different avenues in the way that they want to be a musician. Someone may fall in love with being a studio musician and working with click tracks and movies, but it's amazing that you don't get that experience when you're actually in undergrad. It takes much longer being a professional and learning your way. So we're giving them these opportunities to actually explore who they want to be as musicians.
Working with students is very different than working with professional players, the kinds of orchestras that you've been working with over the past 10 years or so. There's a fellow, Brandon Keith Brown. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah.
I don't know him. Mm-hmm. He was in Baltimore for a little while. He was appointed the director of the Brown University Orchestra and was fired before the first concert because the students, I guess, sort of rebelled against him. That's a really interesting thing. The dynamic between the conductor and a student orchestra is very different than the dynamic between a conductor and a professional orchestra.
Well, it's the person who I am. I think the respect that I have for students and the respect that I have for professionals are the same. So, you know, students know that I expect a lot from them, but I'm very respectful of them. And, you know, I come from the education background as being a high school teacher before coming to Baltimore. So the idea of high expectations doesn't leave what I expect from student orchestras or professional orchestras, but that mutual respect that we have for each other is always evident in whatever setting I'm in.
Mm-hmm. New York Times did a piece a few weeks ago about the rise of the number of women conductors who are now in orchestras. There are also conductors of color like yourself who are starting to make their mark, certainly many more than were when I got into the classical music business back in the early mm-hmm. 80s. As a person of color in a majority black city, working in a conservatory that's internationally renowned, is there a particular perspective you can bring, a particular wisdom you can impart?
Well, I think, I hope that I can be, even you, when you say working for the conservatory, I actually was a student here, and it was here that I realized that, there were more people like me that loved and can be, I'd say, nerd out on the same things that I loved, this classical music and Mahler. And so it was here that I noticed that there were more people like me, and I hope that being a teacher here, that some of these students are able to see there are professionals out there who persevere through these adversities or the struggles that may come with being a professional musician. So for me, I just want to be open to the students who may have that same experience, whichever color, gender that they are, because it is a shared experience for all of us.
Part of the one of the contingencies or one of the criteria of this new curriculum is citizen artistry, and it's interesting your opportunity now to help Peabody resonate within this particular community as well as their yeah. national and international reputation.
And the idea is that this is only my fourth month maybe, but the ideas that have been percolating through me and Fred Bronstein and talking to our ensemble's office of ideas of using the orchestra in the community are percolating at the same time. So the opportunity is out there to be present in Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, break a leg, as we say in the biz. It's good to have you back in town.
Thank you for having me.
Joseph Young is the newly appointed director of ensembles at the Peabody Institute at the Johns Hopkins University. He conducts the Peabody Chamber Orchestra tomorrow night in Griswold Hall at Peabody at 8 o'clock in a program that will include music by Bach, Ravel, and Haydn. We're listening to a little Bach right now. Come to WIPR.org/midday, and we'll link you to details about this free concert. That'll do it for us today. Coming up Monday, we'll check in with Dr. Howard Haft. He's the man in charge of running the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange. We'll see how many Marylanders are signing up for health care under the Affordable Care Act in this shortened sign-up period that began November 1st. We'll also talk to an expert on aging, Amy Goyer, and Dorinda Adams of the Maryland Caregivers Commission about the challenges that nearly 800,000 Marylanders face caring for family and friends. That's all coming up Monday on Midday. Thanks to Patango Bakery and Cafe for providing lunch today. Located on South Ann Street in historic Fells Point, Patango specializes in imported Italian charcuterie and house-made breads and pastries. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with menu and hours on their website, patangogelato.com/bakery. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produced the program. Jamila Krempel is WIPR's digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. We are grateful for production assistant from Sienna Greaves. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. I look forward to being with you next week. Hope you enjoy a little bit more of this music of Bach. Have a great weekend.